Membov Siftes. Although you can pursue him kind of brukes the Torah, I'll be sure Omram derech tachanunim. So you're going to be saying certain tefillahs before you say brukes the Torah, even though you're not saying them as limud, you're saying them as part of a tefillah process. But you shouldn't say them before brukes the Torah. The second opinion says no. That since you're not saying it as for learning purposes, you're saying it for tefillah purposes. So that's not a problem. It's proper to be mocked by the same brukes the Torah in such a way that you don't have this problem. The minig is like a Sora Achrona that we allow ourselves to say psukim before Birchas HaTorah, because we're not saying them as limud, we're saying them as tefillah. Sharebi may. Now, Mishabur is going to bring a meaning that we said that we should say Birchas HaTorah before Slichas. But apparently, the Rambam says that we know that there was a minig that they wouldn't do that beforehand. Apparently, they must have held that since you're saying many psukim and Slichas, you're not saying them as limud, you're saying them as a act of bakosha, so there's no problem.
Is there any downside in saying Birchas HaTorah before? Like in my sitter, Mincatch, we say Birchas HaTorah before Hanachas Tefillin. We say all those before.
Right.
But the Ashkenazim, I see, don't have that.
Well, it's interesting. If you look at the sitter for the Yekesh sitter,
mm-hmm.
they actually say Birchas HaTorah for Karbonos.
Yeah. Well, even Ashkenazim do that, don't they? What do you mean?
They say that along, Yigdal, all of Brichas HaShachar, all of Yaldam, Parshas Akeda, all of that said beforehand.
Who does that?
The Yukal Yekesh HaSidur.
They say it after it? Is there a Makomon and everything?
No, they say it right before Kabanos.
Other Kabanos. But after Kabanos. You're saying is it after Kabanos?
Before Kabanos. But they say all of Brichas HaShachar, all of those, Adonolam and Yigdal, all of that is said before Brichas HaShachar.
Uh-huh.
And Parshas Al Qaeda and Lelam Hey Adam and Parshas Shema, all of that is said.
So what's the downside? I mean, why?
So there's no downside. You see, there was a minig to be misadar. The minig was to misadar it together with all of the brachas, and brachas are nowadays were misadar at Mesach Knesses.
Parshas Shema,
mm-hmm. Right?
Parshas Shema,
Lelam Hey Adam.
Not the whole Parsha Shema.
The first Parsha Shema.
First Pasuk in Brokshim.
No, the first paragraph.
You can say the Shema also, it's not limud. I mean, but Pesukei Zimra, is that limud? I mean,
no.
Yeah, the Shema Nesrei is not limud.
No.
I mean, nothing's limud there.
Right, really, right. It's the same. But the Maaseh Minhag wasn't to say it till but Karbonos was said, it was the purpose of Karbonos was also to put limud into the Eretz Tefillah.
Karbonos or Ezeh Mekamon? Karbonos also?
No, Ezeh Mekamon, but that whole...
Mekamon's for learning, but Karbonos also, like the Talmud, that's also for...
Okay. The minig is to say many psukim before you say Birchas HaTorah. We see that we're not mocked, but we hold that saying psukim not for the purpose of limud, but to say them for the purpose of tefillah does not require brichas atar beforehand. However, there is a minute to say it right after brichas atar, which means earlier on, and that's the proper thing to do. So even though we're saying, you see from the fact that people did this, that clearly that's been accepted a halacha lamaisa, would you prefer to say it right after the Shigat Sam? Not after Shigat Sam. What? After Shigat Sam. Not after the Shigat Sam. After Shigat Sam. That which people put right after Shigat Tzar, the Mishabur will talk about this. The Ramot does not say that. The Ramot says Shigat Tzar, Birchas HaTorah, Elokai Nishom. The Mishabur will discuss changing that order and putting on the Kaddish Shema. So the Surim, which put on the Kaddish Shema after the Shigat Tzar, before Birkas HaTorah, is not according to the Minhag HaMoah, it's according to the Mishnah Berurah. The article follows the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why you're used to that. But that's not necessarily, that's not what the Moah says.
Well, the English art scroll puts Elokei Neshama at the end of Birkas HaTorah.
Right. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Ramos says. Right? The Shabura raises a question with that. Okay, we'll see in the Shabura. Okay, we have so you should say Baruch Shem. This way, you'll be able to use it with the Shema that you say in case you end up davening later. Therefore, you need to say Baruch Shem. In other words, if you're not really being yotzei, although you're saying Ashreinu, there is a chiddush to say Shema Yisrael. There's no reason to say Baruch Shem. It's not a response to Shema. We're zeichet to say we are stating a fact that Klal Yisrael is special that they get to say the parsha of Shema. And we mentioned the fact that we get to say Shema Yisrael. So there's no need to say Baruch Shem. But if you're going to be yotzei now, so you need to say Baruch Shem. Shabur was talking about saying more than just the pasuk. Okay, Mishabura Sivkotin Chavzai. So he's being the Mirmoah is proving from the fact that there was a minhag to say Slichas before Birchas HaTorah and only say Birchas HaTorah after Slichas, indicating that Psukim which are said, not as learning, but Psukim which are said, many Psukim are said in Slichas, but they're said as an act of Tachanunim as Tefillah, there's no need for Birchas HaTorah. Okay, now Zad Mishabura, well, the theme, that's what there was such a meaning, but Ramah points out that I'm telling you that you should not do that. I agree with your proof, but the Maisa, it's proper to say after a Shigat Tzar and not get involved in this. And therefore, we don't do this, but we say, try to say it right away. We're saying that we have undertaken not to do this leniency and not to say psukim before psukim derech tachanunim before birchas haTorah. And therefore, therefore, you should say birchas haTorah before slichas, and then obviously you don't repeat it again afterwards. You've done. You said it ready for the day. So that this minute that he's describing said slichas and then birchas haTorah. How do you understand this Ramah? The Ramah says, listen, Mechara brought two opinions. Can you say Psukim before Birkas HaTorah? You're saying them not as learning but as Tefillah. The first opinion said that you could. The second opinion said that you can't. The Mishnah said it's better to be Machra. The Ramah said the Minhag is to be Mekel, but you shouldn't do that. So what does that mean? The Minhag is to be Mekel, but you shouldn't. The Minhag is to be Machra. So make up your mind. So it says like this. The correct understanding is the following. Shekol Zemi Kiradin. That we the Ashkenazim have undertaken the Ikar Adin is that Psukim Derech Tachanunim before Birkas HaTorah is Mutter. The Taka was the Minhag. Masam Zeramah Menogulah. What does that mean? Not Zalomer. Shechayoyim Nogu Ha'olam Lahachmir Kedivri Atur Shalomer Shum Psukim Kedem Birkas HaTorah. Means we've undertaken now a new Minhag to be Machmir, not to rely on the Ikar Adin. So we've accepted a Chumra upon ourselves. Okay. Fine. So the Ramah says that you should say Birkas HaTorah right after Shigat Tzar. Chavtes. Mi'arach HaShigat Tzar. V'yesharim in the Birkas HaLekai Neshama Smucha the Birkas HaShigat Tzar. That Elokei Neshama really should go right after Shigat Tzar. Okay, you work Birkas HaTorah after Elokei Neshama. Because it was after Megadim, the Nahara, Nahara Upshote. So I'll explain what that is in a second. So what's the issue? We have a general rule that any bracha without the Shema Malchus is not a valid bracha. That's a rule of the Gemara. So the kind of Shema seems to be if. So the only case where you don't need to do that is if bracha smucha lechaverta. Bracha smucha lechaverta. The pshat is that the second bracha is a continuation of the first bracha. The first bracha requires Shema Malchus. So bracha to Hashem alakenim alacholam yitzar vary chayshach. You said alakenim alachulam. You said Hashem alakenim and Malchus. Then the bracha of Avraham, even though it never says Melech Olam anywhere, it's relying on the Melech Olam mentioned in the first bracha. Because it's Smucha Lechaverta. All right, benching. The first bracha says alakenim alacholam. Then the doesn't say it ends over bracha to Hashem alor tzalam azor. Doesn't say bracha to Hashem alakenim alacholam alor tzalam azor. Where's the Melech Olam? Where's the Malchus in the bracha? It's Smucha Lechaverta to the first bracha. So Tosis raised the question about Alakai Neshama. It starts off with Alakai Neshama. Ends up with Bracha to Hashem. Right? It doesn't mention the Alakai Melech Olam. So how can there be a valid bracha? It doesn't have Malchus. That's Tosis' kasha. So Tosis' answer is that since this, it's not a bracha which is just Bracha to Hashem with no bakasha, etc. So it doesn't need Malchus. Okay, Tosis says. So Tosis is clearly learning that the minhag was that the Lekai Neshama stood on its own. So Asher Yatzar, Birchas Hatara, Psukim, then the Lekai Neshama is its own tefillah. No shaykh has anything before. Came along the Torah, and the Torah brings a sheet that says no, that the way you answer the question is that you got it all wrong. And the Lekai Neshama is considered a smucha lechaverta to Asher Yatzar. Now, the Gemara in Brachas, when it talks about Lekai Neshama, does not mention that the Daf in conjunction with the Asher Yatzar. Which is why Tosis assumed that it's not connected. But comes along the Torah and says no, that he mentions, I think, a Rashba, I forget what he says that you have to tie the two together. So if you tie the two together, so it has it's a smukha lechaverta, and it has Melech Olam. So that's the two opinions. Some say you must say it immediately afterwards, and some say you don't need to. Hibbukhadim says, Nahara Nahara Upshote. So Nahara Pashte is that it's an idiom. It means a river flows this way, a river flows that way. And each one has, it spreads out literally. It's partial to spread out. So it's saying wherever your minig is. Some flow this way, some flow that way, whatever. It's an idiom, which means you can do whatever you want. Usually it means each place, wherever the minigamokam is. For us, that's very unclear what our minigamokam is. Okay. Then he says, you should say, in Shacharis, in the morning, you should say, Baruch Shem, after the Pasuk Shema. The Mishabur Lamed. Bafilu Hamashkim and Bebarker Hashkim. Remember, because Kriya Shema Karim and Muda Shachar. Because people get up very early. And they start davening even before Alusha Shachar. And we'll see. That, you know, Birchas Hashachar can be said before Alus Hashachar, and Pesukim Zimmer can be said before, and you have to wait by Yishtabach, you got to wait, or you have to wait. So the davening quite early. So what's Baruch Shem over there? There's no, it can't be Yotze Shema then. Shema Vare Yotze Bezem Yirei Kriya Shema. Okay, now you can look to that time after Baruch Shem. Okay, fine. Do you say that verse is called Kasuv? The Yekas, at the end of Shir Hayam, right before Yishtabach, B'Hashem Shemal Chalorot, Hashem Bechodesh Shema Yechod, B'Sros Kasuv Leimor, Shema Yisrael Hashem Malkeinu Hashem Echad Yishtabach Shem Chol Am Malkeinu. That's what they do. So the what? So a lot of Sunderim have it, right? Oh, but you should not say Baruch Shem over there. That's considered a hefsek. It's not a b'chlal, an act of discussing the midst of saying Shema. It's saying Pesukim of Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So over there, there's no need to say Baruch Shem. An analogous to the that phrase is found in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, right? Malchus, in 10 Sukkim, the 9th Pasuk is, Vayeshem Malchus, Kol Shem Yeshem Echad, Shmoy Echad, Mishrasa Kusum Leymar, Shmoy Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Elokeinu Velokeinu Veseinu, Velecha Kol Adam Kula Bichwede. It doesn't say, Baruch Shem, Kamach Zeh Lelam Gwed. Right? So the same thing over here. Now, but that what you say, Shema, in the Elohim Hei Adam, you should say Baruch Shem, because sometimes you don't say with that in the morning. Because the Pumim, Pirish, Mishum, the Pumim, Shem, Atzibur, some of the Tzibur doesn't get the Shema till later on, when it's too late. Can you remember Chol HaPam, Baruch Shem, Kuma Chosel Olam Bued, the boy Baruch Shem, Kuma Chosel Olam Bued, Lo Nira, Akriya Shema, Rak HaTzibur, the morning. If you say Baruch Shem, it looks like you're trying to say the Pesukim HaShema. If you just say, we say Shema. It's like you're saying a story. You're not like you yourself are being macabre.
It's only seen for sure.
What?
It's only seen for sure. In the morning.
Sometimes Shabbos morning it can happen. So we say.
Right.
It's not all creation.
Well, we'll get to that. So, okay, so if you just say, you know, Baruch Hashem, we say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedah Shema Chod. You're not saying the Pasuk, you're saying that we say the Pasuk. I'm telling you a story that was Yidden who say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. I'm not saying the Pasuk. Say Baruch Hashem, this is what we do. It's just a story. All right, but I say Baruch Hashem, Kedah Shema Chod. I'm responding to the Shema as if I said Shema. That's why you didn't say Baruch Hashem. Fine. Now, in a case where you know that you're not going to be late, you shouldn't have kavanah to be yotzi now, because it's proper to say it later on with all of the psukim in the birchas kriyashma. Ellen Ken Yore Shatibur Yavra's man kriyashma. If you actually are concerned, okay, so you should have a mind to be yotzi. Aluk shol Yavra mutav lotzis yedik kriyashma iman tibur shem tibur yikra kol shlesha parshias birchaseh b'chumash shem tikta chazal chadchil. Good. Now, that's if you're not going to be yotze now, you should have come on or not to be yotze. You'll say later on and be yotze later on. Welcome to Yorish and Tiber Yavru Zman Kriyishma. If you are actually worried about it's going to lose his Zman, so then Yechab and Libo Kedin Kriyishma, Yechab and Lotz Bezem, and Mitzvah say them Kriyishma. You should have a mind to be Yotze. Mitzvah the Raisa, Kaimalon Mesim and Samach, Sif Dalad, the Mitzvah Shechaz Kavana. You need to have Kavana to be Yotze. So you better have Kavana. Can we pass in Mitzvah Shechaz Kavana? Now, Vyesham and Jiku call a partial Rishon. Then, once that's true, you shouldn't just say the first plus against Baruch Shem, you should say the whole parsha. And the Yerusha Toyev shows you can coast all those parshas. You should read all three parshas. Kosha Kosha Brichodesh, Kilahaskar, you see some time, it's my creation. Chayodom, Valches, Din Zion, Hiskim, Brichodesh. It's like this. So, Mitzad bin Yotze, Kriyashwam, is Manoi. I can read the first paragraph of Miyotze. But I'm going to add a new Kanech. It's proper to be scarcity is in the time. Betzim has no time limit. That halacha of the first 3 hours of Yetzir Shema does not apply to scarcity is in the time. That's the whole day. So really, I have no need inside scriptures in time to say it now. I can say that. I can tell it around. But when the Gemara says that part of true Kabbalah Tovach Hashemayim is to mention, you know, the Gemara says, wash your hands, put on your tefillin, say the Pesukim of Shema, say Yisrael Mitzrayim, say Shemoneh Esrei, etc. To be said, true Kabbalah Tovach Hashemayim, remembering the fact that he took it out of Mitzrayim, clarifies your Kabbalah Tovach Hashemayim. So for that reason, I should say it now to help with my Kabbalah Tovach Hashemayim. Besides, the mitzvah scarcity is almost a separate mitzvah. I can do that later on, but I need to say it now. Besides that, once that's true, I need to say both the first and second parsha, so in order to be able to say the third parsha. But were it not for that, I would say the first parsha. That's it. So sometimes they're going to read Kriya Shema too late. So when is too late? The Mishabur Lama Beis, Mishab is Manda. The Hanu Achra Shola shows after 3 days and hours of the day. Shabbat is Man Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has passed. However, the Dain Lover is Man Birchus Kriya Shema Ad Achra Shol Rabbis. For Birchus Kriya Shema, you get one more hour. Come on, the Simon Lukas. Now, Zot Mishabur, what about if you're worried that the shul's davening so late that not only are you going to miss Kriya Shema on the right time, you're going to miss Birchus Kriya Shema on the right time. Then you don't wait for the tzibur anymore. So what are the rules? 3 hours is man Kriya Shema. Birchus Kriya Shema gets one more hour. You get tzokatzois for shachris. However, the Shulchan Aruch says later on that now you get tzokatzois for shachris, it's only b'diyavad. The chatchila you must say shmonase before 4 hours. So if you're worried about the tzibur going later than 4 hours, first of all, you can't say Birchus Kriya Shema after that point in time. Second of all, even if you don't have a you're not going to feel a bismano. So in that situation, it's proper to take, ignore the tzibur and go ahead and finish Birchus Kriya Shema and Shmonesre before the 4th hour. There is a Shulchan Aruch Harav who says that in the case of Bidiyavad, that in the case so you can say Birchus Kriya Shema even after the 4th hour until Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah will talk about later on in Siman Ayin Beis, I think it is, in the case where a person was an Oinus because he was like taking care of something for the klal, he was an Oinus in B'Tzarkei Tzibur. It's a situation he can say Birchus Kriya Shema after 4 hours and rely on that season. So it's a scenario where we will rely on it. So you always have the shalom bias issues. You know, you go visit by your father-in-law and he davens in the shul, and the shul they start davening 9:30. You know, they start the chois with the chazan, and the time you're finished, it's ready. Birchus Kriya Shema after the 4th hour. After the 4th hour. So what should he do? So I said, maybe Mr. Burson said you should go ahead. That's it. From the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So one of my relatives called me. He said, he called me after Shabbos. I said, what'd you do? He said, I said with them. I said, I wasn't Yotze. He said, no, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you were Yotze. Well, he would ask the Chachila what to do. You'd have to ask your local author's rabbi. Okay. So in that situation, Mishnah Berurah seems to say you would daven by yourself, say Kriya Shema earlier, be yotze Kriya Shema with the brachas, and then daven Shmoneh Esrei then. Fine. So you're going to say the first pasuk of Shema with Baruch Shem and be yotze with that. That you want to be yotze b'shma, that you mentioned earlier at the beginning of davening, you should be wearing tefillin. Because the worst is if you're saying shma without wearing tefillin, it's improper. You say Kriya Shema without tefillin, like you're saying get a sheker about yourself. And Shabbos, obviously, it's not an issue. Tefillin are not available, whatever reason. We're not saying you cannot be yotze shema without tefillin during the weekday. We're saying that saying shema and not wearing tefillin, when you had an option of wearing tefillin, it's like you're testifying against yourself. So we believe in the Hashem, and we believe in putting on tefillin. I'm not putting on tefillin.
Like, before the time.
Well, if you're talking about the Shema that you're being yotze with, so then you would have a problem anyway. Right, so that's not a problem. He's saying the point is saying in the case where you're going to be yotze with the early one, because you're worried about going too late, then you should be wearing tefillin also. You can't have the situation where you're being yotze and not wearing tefillin. He says, listen, but yeah, but if you have no option, you have no option. That which it says, if a person says Shema without tefillin, he's like testifying against himself. That's only if you have an option. I have no option. I have no option. Okay? Ein Shom. The Bible says, "Lachesh v'shaburas v'katan hay shetakti Shom the dimer v'lush." Yirma atu ad shloy niver hoylam v'loy ad shloy baros. I'm not sure what exactly why that's an important point to point out. It's interesting from Kevager that Kevager, let's say you get the situation where, so we said clearly the proper time to be yotze Kriya Shema is later on with the brachas, in the context of, of brachas Kriya Shema. If it's going to be they're going to say that too late, be yotze now. If they say later on, be yotze within the right time, so it's be yotze later on. Let's say you're not sure. So what should you do? So Kevager says you should make a tanai. And say, if I can be yotze later on, I don't want to be yotze now, I'd rather be yotze in the more Hurdic way with Brachas Kriya Shema, the proper way. If, however, it turns out that they're going to go too late, I would like to be yotze now, I'd like to be yotze in a mitzvah. So you should make a tanai. Since then he has an interesting question. There's Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says when you make tanoim, you have to make a tanai in a certain way based on the way that the term is paradigmatic. Tanai is Benegol Rei Reuven. So your Reuven has in it a few elements. So there's both sides to the tanai. If you go and you fight, you'll get the land, this land, this the West Bank. If you don't, you're going to be part of the rest of the fight. So that what you're requesting in the West Bank for you alone, there shouldn't be a portion of the Shvatim. This should be your portion. That's your request. You're going to get that request only if you go, you get. If you don't go, you don't get. So it says both sides. Okay. It also says the positive before the negative. If you go, you get. Most people didn't say if you don't go, you don't get. First, it says if you go to fight first, then you'll get this land, which is what you want. If you don't go, you won't get the land. It also says the Tanai before the Mice. It didn't say you'll get if you go. It says if you go, you'll get. So the word says all these things are ma'akev in the Tanai. So let's go back to the issue of positive and negative. So the word says you have to say the hein kedem alav. So over there it's very clear. We would like the transaction to be effective. It's only effective on the condition that you do X. If you pay me 200 zoos, I will sell you the property. If you don't pay me, I won't sell you the property. The man says to the woman, if you pay me 200 zoos, I'll give the get. I'm giving you the get. If not, I'm not giving you a get. So the transaction which we want to take place is the giving of the get. So that goes first. Over here, the man says like this, I really would like to be here to Kriya Shema later on, but the brachas if I could. On the other hand, if I'm not going to be yotze later on, I'd like to be yotze now because I don't want to lose the mitzvah. So which one is the hein? Which one is the positive that you would like?
At what point can we say that?
Right. So the pash is the chur, the pash is right. I mean, the point is right now I'm trying to be yotze the mitzvah if necessary. So the chur, that's the positive. On the other hand, I really don't want to do that. I'd rather much rather be yotze later on. So Kevager says you should do the following. You should say, if I can be yotze later on, if I can't, if I'm not yotze later on, I want to be yotze now. So I said, my first point was I want to be yotze. That's my hein. But if I can be yotze later on, I want to be yotze later on. But if I can't be yotze later on, I want to be yotze now. So I say three steps. The motto shock, I have my hein before my love. I also have my love before my hein, possibly. But as long as you have the hein before the love at some point in the conversation, that's good enough. Interesting to create. Okay.
He has to say this by mouth. in the Torah, Moshe said it by mouth. That's it. That's another thing. He didn't think it. They didn't think it. They said it.
Now,
so he has to say this before.
Really, you should say it. Yeah.
That's part of that's the model is what's in the Torah. That is Moshe, well,
now the problem
Moshe
is,
said it.
So the problem is, it's not a regular Tanai. Over there, the Pshat is, I'm transacting with you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rule, Torah Moshe Belev Enim Devor. If I'm transacting with you, and I say, here, I'll give you the property, and I'm thinking, well, only because I'm, you know, whatever. That's very nice. I don't care what you're thinking. You say, I'm giving you the property, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So over there, it has to be verbalized because it's between two parties.
Mm-hmm.
Here's between you and your creator. It's not clear that it has to be verbalized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another example Shemesh Shabura talks about, which Tzvedek you should be giving the gift, is Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Shabura says that the proper thing to do is put a Tefillin Chol HaMoed with a Tanai. If we pass it, there's a Chiyah of Tefillin Chol HaMoed, I want to be a Tzvedek of Tefillin. If we pass it, there's no Chiyah of Tefillin Chol HaMoed, means you're not supposed to, it's an issue with Tefillin Chol HaMoed, so I'm not putting out the Shemitzah, because then I put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed, not the Shemitzah, even if I hold Tefillin, it's also Chol HaMoed, I'm not already near this, sir. That's a fair Shemoy, you can wear Tefillin on Yom as a Taksh.
Right.
I can't wear Tefillin on Yom as an ois for the same mitzvah, but I can wear it as a taksh. So I sit there and call them, I say, listen, if there's a mitzvah to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed, I want to put on the same mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah to call on the moed, I'm putting on the taksh. So over there, passes again, you know, the Iker's point is, if there's a mitzvah, I would like to be a mitzvah. So over there, you should have, Mishmur said, you should have it tonight, but over there, we would assume that the positive side is the Yotze. Okay, Simon Remzai. Birchas Torah Tzorach Lizor Bo Ma'oid. You have to be very careful. Birchas Torah. Birchas Torah is very important. So the Mishnah Berurah have cut now. Birchas Torah. Irish Hakadaria Simon Chabdal. The Master Birchas Torah. Who mina Torah? We pass in Halacha Lemaisa. Birchas Torah is not a Derabbanan. Birchas Torah is almost unique amongst brachas. Birchas Torah and Birchas Demozin are the only two brachas which are derisive. So Birchas Demozin is a very Shabbos. We all know that. Birchas Torah also is a deraisi pasuk. The chenim mistabek lo imberach birchas Torah. If you're not sure if you said it or not, stop with the deraisi of chumra. Chazum mevarti. Now, mikomakim kimin shu loy sofik. Since you're not sure if you said it already before, first time did I say birchas chumra? I'm not remember. So mistabek, you have to say it again. You only say the brach of asher brach rabbanu. Lo yivarech ella birchas asher brach rabbanu. Shem bulo shem brachas kiritzav gemara. The Gemara says that Shema Chabana is the greatest of all brachas. So the passion assumption is that's a deraisa. Asher Kishab is obviously Bono. Last time with the Rei Sura, that's like every Rabbana. Birchas Mitzvah. So that's a Rabbana. So that you wouldn't go back and say.
Mm-hmm. Going back to what you said about Chol HaMoed, is that, do you need to express that, or that's just thought?
So again, so Pasha, we hold the thought being enough. Is it you and your creator? Okay. Va'ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem b'shem k'sasak achrenim b'surim b'sabik lo yakso l'ivor. He disagrees and says you don't go back. V'emes kashem b'ayin lisa v'chaleim achar. So he said, I would find it very difficult to rely on those opinions not to go back. I think you should go back. Achar the harbor shanim aloy hema ramban v'chinuch v'nash v'her k'sash shachlu serim the brichas atara who men atara the men of Yishanim holds the raiso. And we do a shaynish al mi shenem mevarach al Torah golden meoid. It's a very big shaynish. So a combination of the fact that the subject the raiso and you know it's very taken very seriously. It's very hard not to go back. Okay. Ach in this gezel acher hatfilo shikar beirach birchas avurab. Actually, shahokol bezeh afilo imi legoma take a bachar atfilo. Maybe you could say that the key of the rights of saying Birchas Torah, you're yotze with the bracha of Avraham. So you're yotze, it's not going to go back anymore. Now, we'll see later on that the halacha is to be yotze with the bracha of Avraham. It's only valid if you indicate that it's for the purpose of the bracha. How do you indicate? At your first possible moment, you have to learn something. So you don't learn something in the middle of Birchas Krishma and say, one second, Avraham, Kabbalah Hashem, Birchas Torah, I have to learn, I pull out a Gemara, I'm learning Gemara. You got to say Shema, you got to go right. But as soon as you finish one Esrei, you have a key get to learn. So we'll see later on. So after Mishabura, that's very nice in the Chachila. But in the Bidiyamin, we could argue it's possible that you're going to, even if you did not learn immediately. So here, he forgot Birchas HaTorah. He said, Abba Rabba. He didn't learn immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, right? And now I can land it up. He says, come on, no, they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. What do I do? So, well, go back. Well, I said, Abba Rabba. Well, but I wasn't just good. I didn't learn immediately. Maybe it's not my Bidiyamin. So therefore, Misafa, you can't go back. Fine. If you have the ability to ask somebody else to help you, if you have an option not to, you know, to get out of the subject by asking someone else to invite you, or by having in mind the Abba Rabba and yes, learning immediately, that's much better. So now I found afterwards that there's some very significant people of the Noisy Kalim and Shulchan Aruch who are lenient, and you don't go back except for Abba Rabba or someone else invites you, sounds much more enticing around. Before laning, that's the rabban. Chiyuv is brichas torah once a day. You have to be very careful brichas torah. Oy, base. Shalom al shivarach. You have to be very careful not to learn before you make the brach.
Absolutely.
Furthermore, you should say it with great joy. They don't understand why we lost Eretz Yisrael. She used to say, they were learning Torah. You're learning Torah properly. Or he's Mavater at least. So why did we lose the land? They weren't sure why we lost Eretz Yisrael. They were learning Torah like you learn any discipline. I find mass fascinating. Oh, I like Talmud. I enjoy jazz. That's not the point. The point is not to learn it like every other limud. To learn it is to learn it as Hashem's Torah. Naftimina. How do you tell which one you have in mind? Well, you set a bracha on it. You set a bracha. You say, "Wow, Bershom, look what you gave me—the Torah." So you're realizing this is a divine, unique opportunity. If you don't make bracha on the Torah, it's not. You know, it's an interesting subject, right? They assume that it wasn't unique. Mechela bracha, bracha the Torah. So they lost chesivus to the value of Torah. Mechela had gained, and that's why Torah did not protect them. So you have to give tremendous think, focus, and have in mind to give a praise to Hashem and a thanks to Hashem that gave us such a unique opportunity. The person who does not care about the Torah does not take care of children which follow in his footsteps. Whether you're learning Torah, the Torah should be Ksav, the Torah should be Peh, which explaining the Torah should be Ksav, the Torah should be Peh, which explaining the Torah which explains the Torah should be Ksav, it's just further away, there's the Torah should be Ksav, of the explanation of the Torah should be some. The explanation of the explanation of the Torah should be some. All of it you make a brach. Now there are different opinions in the Gemara. That's what I'm just pointing out. We pass and everything's included. Gimel ben the Medrash. So why the Mechaber said three things. Whether you learn Mikra, Mishnah, or Gemara. The Ramah added Medrash. What does the Shulchan Aruch hold by that? The Shulchan Aruch holds Medrash is included with what he said, when he said the word, when he said the Torah, the Mikra, he meant with Medrash. Okay. Gimel. Because of the return of Bishay and Okare, Sarek Lavor. If you're writing, even though you're not verbalizing what you're writing, you're not saying, you know, he's writing a post-it. Right, you're just writing it, not saying any words. The Chaver says you need to make a brach. A kaisa. So, Akim Shabura. Now, Sivkot and Dalit. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Shita is, we'll see in the next Siv, that a person who just thinks in the words of Torah is not looking like a brach. I'm a Harvard Divitar and a Circle of Arthur. Now, the girl's going to argue and say that that's not true. Even just thinking and learning, you must say a bracha beforehand. The Shulchan Aruch calls you can think and learning before you're in the Torah. So what about, so writing is a form of thinking. You're not really, you're not saying anything, you're just writing. And through that, you're thinking about what you're saying. So that's hearing. Right? It's really the team of others may hear. So hearer, you don't have to make a brach on yet. Ksiva, that's more powerful, and that requires presenter. But Tom, so what's the difference? Yeshar Meshum the Ovid Mice. The difference is one is active, one is passive. Being Mahar or whatever it is, that's what the four presenter. And actively going and doing. Writing the words of Torah that you're actively involved, that needs a brach. That's a different ballgame. Some say, listen, the assumption is usually many times as you're writing, you say, oh, you're writing, you know. So you, as you write, you say the words. And clearly you have to make a brach before you say the words. So you said, you know what? Always a brach before you write. Okay. Now, because of storm lads, directly mulay, maybe mashu koisim. So that if that's all talking about as you're writing something for you to hold on to. The b'shem ramati v'enam b'vakish l'havin until the baruch v'ein zelimu. That's but somebody who's just like basically he's copying from one sefer to the next. And that's his goal. He's not really thinking about what the words mean. His main focus is to make sure that he writes letters properly and the words properly, but not what the words mean. You're not only talking about Torah, and you know Tarshim Misah. The person's copying. There's a manuscript, you know, from the Rambam on the Hilchos Mikvot. So he starts copying over for himself, you know, to sell whatever copy of the. He's not really thinking about the words. He's just in what the context and what they mean. He's saying mikvah. He's what are you just writing? I haven't looked at what I wrote. It's not important. So in that situation, we had no das b'chlal. It ain't a limud. Koshkin and Kosh Tavayz the Pasuk be Geras or Rishus the Dvar Tzach the Dvar Tzachus ain't Tzarech Lavor. And clearly, sometimes we use it in a poetic way. We present an idea using a Chazal or a Pasuk. You know, come on, isn't for the mitzvah for the limud of Torah over there? Ain't Tzarech Lavor. Kimush ain't only Skavel on limud. Your goal is not to learn. So there's. You don't have to make a brach. And you might say, "Skim of Chomish Ladis Mechadas Mechaber Lavor Chal Ksiva Levada Bli Chal Gavni." Lach Ma'is. So what do we do? So the Shulchan Aruch said, "You need to make a brach." However, the Chachamim say, "We're not tzemach on the Shulchan Aruch like this." To become walk a man and a rock from Harbin to return, even though you're writing, you're not verbalizing. Aroy the Chal Kosev to return. She had to be peeved. Sastay was the answer. answer is you should have a mind, you should specifically focus in and express some words as you're writing. That will solve the issue of Brachla Batola. Now, there's another solution, which is what we do nowadays, that right after you say Brachla Torah, you say, and then you say, so you're saying, leave it over there. Right? But over here, we're saying that they didn't do that. They went straight into the writing. So the Chavar says, great. Brachla Torah, right. So you say, start writing. Don't say anything else. So that minute wasn't to say the psalm. It's a minute which was added not the time of the Rishon. Tosis, you know, talks about he mentions it at the end. There's a minute some people have to say the psalm. It sounds like the Kippur minute was not like that. So, but if you're going to say the psalm, everything's wonderful. We don't have that issue. Let's see the next sentence. The Mishul Nar sheet is, however, that's talking about if you're writing. But if you're just thinking and not verbalizing at all and not doing any mice at all, you do not need to make a bracha. Mishul Nar will bring that the Gra argues. Who are then Yochel Lipsuk Din, Beloin Asinus, Tom, Lidzvor. So, I don't need Berkh the Torah. Two people will come to the Torah. They came there yesterday, you know, and they want to go on their way before davening. I didn't say Berkhot Torah yet. So Rabbi said, what's the psa? So I said, well, since he said, hey, and we've passed the psa, chai. So I'm giving my psak based on a lot of thought process, but that's here. So Hebrew Moses here is mutter. Says Rabbi, why? Says one second, I gotta have to say Berkhot Torah. The why already requires Berkhot Torah. Ron Perkam, the Shabbos Perkal, Solomon, because of the Havi Kahira. However, the Ron says that here is, that Psak Aloch is like here. That's why it's mutter before because of Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah, hey. So just here alone, in the Torah, the here alone, Kedibur Dami, and the Iker Bracha was this kind on Dibur. Fiza Yesh Nazar Loisin Aloim the Meiyun Mitecha Sefer. So in the case where again you're not saying the Psukim and you're just like saying Berachah Torah, you're sitting down to learn. It's a person who says Berachah Hashem. Okay, so you speak it out. Great. If you're just like thinking through with your eyes, so never was deeper. You didn't say the psukim, you didn't read the Mishnah Berurah. So that's a problem. So Yizor Lahoitzi, those who let me take a saver, Yizor Lahoitzi, Sassi, Return, and Piach, or Bracha, Imano, or Psukim, Birchuskan, and Mashar, Divray, Tarach, or Bracha, Commissioner. If you're not going to do that minig, you make sure that you say something out of the sefer that you're learning from. So therefore, according to this, you could also give a psak din. The yachol near the davka leaves a din made by the dinim. The eno derech leaves a lima din the sefer b'li tav b'vorech l'gorah mitoyis. I mean, I don't understand. I'm opening up the sefer. Mishmar says the lachon that you have to say because of the Torah. That's a halacha. I don't know why yet. That's not called lima Torah. It is. All right. So what do you mean? So Torah says the two people are coming to me. What to do in a psak to who's chayv and who's potter. The end of the day, the eager focus of there is that it's a psak, it's not a limud. Explain why it's limud. But if I'm learning a sefer which just gives me halachas, that's also called limud. Leafsik. Shatam, shuikir adin, and was my heart believer. He just thinks the reason. But grob of yura charlikos, that was sirle, the loy garazami kar mikra milvad, the tzarch levarich. Learning. learning, Behir is also Chayiv. I feel a Behir Levad Machmash Lahar calls Mach Lebirk Berkhaz HaTor. So you can't even think of learning before Berkhaz HaTor. Kuliyama, with the last name of Ezra Kula, Mitzvah Kader Berkhaz HaTor, albeit Gavin Ezra Maisavadi, whom I harbored in Zev, Philochi, what to the Koshen of the Skaman Liman and Circle Grove. But the Grove, those agree, I'm taking care of a Mitzvah thing for David. So I'm obviously thinking through, I have to take care of my role this morning, I got to run to work, I'll put it together right now. Well, you know, there's halachas, because this goes the right side, the left side, three of these, two of these. I'm thinking of halachas. Yeah. My point isn't limud, my point is to do the properly. So that's not a problem, that's not called limud. The famous mice with the Gra, the Gra, once a Malach came to him in a dream, and taught him 1,800 pshatim in the Pasuk Maluz Ebanega, Parshas Shlach. So he woke up tremendously this fall, and he wanted the chaz overall 1,800 pshatim before immediately. He didn't say Berachas HaTorah. He's so like folk. He realized he didn't carry his sheet, he didn't want to do that. So he decided that he's not going to be in the head of from those. That he was taught because he did it within an issue with it, and he's not giving that. Okay.